I think that the single most differentiator that we can focus on right now is communication. We've talked in the Agent Change series already about the importance of, you know, embracing the change, the mindset of growth and moving forward. We've talked about your unique value proposition, niching down, using tech to do all of these things towards marketing. And today we're gonna talk about how we're communicating all of those things. So if you haven't been following along the Agent Change series, we're coming towards a conclusion. You may wanna stop right here and go watch the previous. But before that, let's just keep going. Let's keep watching this and then go back and check those out, because this right here is probably the most important piece of the puzzle as we move forward. If you take one or two things away from the previous videos, that's great. Ultimately, we need to dial in our communication, how we're communicating our value, and how we're communicating with people in the industry. We're going to go into all that and more, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Real Estate Agent Playbook, helping you win at the game of real estate every day. Here is your host, Jeremy Kane.
What's up, guys? Jeremy Kane, Real Estate Agent Playbook. This Agent Change series has absolutely been amazing for me, putting that information out there. This is my way of thinking through how we're going to move forward with my business, my production business, the agents that I partner with. And so, as you know, I'm a coach at heart. So if you ever have a chance to book a realtor game plan call with me, definitely do that. It's in the description of every one of my videos. I'm also coming out with a webinar right now, should be released any day, buyer's agent to listing agent in 30 days. Definitely look into that. If you are interested in that and you have not seen the link, comment webinar below. I'll make sure I get that to you so you can absolutely transition your business in that way. Definitely like, comment on this video. We love getting that discussion going. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I provide value like this and, you know, conversations such as the one we're about to have all the time, two videos a week, and I'd be happy to have you in, as part of the community. If you're on the road a ton, we do offer this in podcast as well. So check that out as well, the Real Estate Agent Playbook podcast. So now that that's all out of the way, let's talk about communication. First and foremost, we have to be able to articulate exactly all the work we've put in, right? A unique value proposition, have a unique value proposition. We have to come from a mindset of the consumer when we are building that. Because sometimes we just dive into the unique value proposition. We're like, we're great at negotiating. We're great at marketing. We're great at whatever. We're talking about ourselves a ton. What matters to your target avatar, to the client? Because if you come from that when you're building it, as you're building it up, it'll be a lot easier to transition and articulate it to the consumer. And so first and foremost, have that target avatar in mind when you're building all of these things, right? No one cares about an amazing trifold, bifold, wax paper, you know, listing for selling their first home as a first-time home seller, unless it's quite crazy and amazing, right? So you may have to adapt and overcome. And I understand, like, your marketing plan for listing should be kind of standard. We might go a la carte. We might need drone photos if there's acreage, so on and so forth. But I think it's important to build around that target audience or that current client that we're serving and make sure that it makes sense to them. Because ultimately, if it's a, you know, first time home buyer condo or something, and you have all this luxury marketing, it might not fit, right? And so certainly we can adapt there, but make sure that when you're building this value stack, there's little things or little pain points in mind that that consumer, that your target consumer is, you know, going to latch onto that may be of value to help them buy or sell a home. So, because if we do it that way, then articulating it will be easy, right? And so we can show examples and we can show testimonials and so on. We don't want to have $1 million listing package and, you know, no testimonials to kind of back it up because we didn't even get them from print because we sold this house so fast because the market was so hot at a certain price point that that doesn't really serve. And so know your audience and do that. But when you're able to, you know, put this on paper and communicate it, it needs to be, you know, through a vehicle that makes sense, right? If you're talking to people who are downsizing, right, maybe at the end of their real estate cycle, maybe, you know, moving to a main floor living or whatever, we probably don't need to come at them with a ton of tech stuff and a ton of this. We may need to come at them with, okay, here's a handyman, here's some improvements, little updates I would do. Here's a stager, we can work through that. And I have a package that includes staging and all of that. So just make sure that you're building this, as you can see, from a perspective, right? When I'm helping people that are maybe transitioning to a smaller house or whatever, there's certain things that you can provide, right? Cleaning, you know, so they don't have to go back into their home, or they maybe don't want to leave and their family has, you know, said, hey, this is kind of the next step. This is what we're doing. They raised their entire family, a ton of memories there, right? So maybe we get the, you know, offer some movers and things. And then we go back in and we're like, hey, we're going to handle the move out clean. Don't even worry about it, right? Little things like that, that can help manage those emotions or manage those people that may be, you know, going for it, right? And, you know, maybe someone moving from an apartment to their first home doesn't need like a $5,000 mover because they don't have a ton of stuff, or maybe they do, right? And so if you're focusing on your target avatar and you're, you know, building your value stack as a result of what, you know, that particular, you know, population would need and latch onto, then those marketing dollars will go a lot further. It'll be much more memorable, and those testimonials will really help you out when you're going to the next one that's very similar to them. And so that's the first part of it. If you build from that perspective, it'll be much easier to articulate. There will be much more perceived value, and that's exactly what we want to do. And then it's all about delivering the value, and you're good to go. And then once we have it built, the marketing is super important. We obviously, if we're dealing with somebody who doesn't use a cell phone or doesn't have an email or whatever, it might be very different. It might be a different conversation and how we're doing it. Do we need to print out everything that we do? Do we need to have that presentation? Do we need to do this? Do we need to do that? Just make sure that you're aware of that. And this is key and something that real estate agents don't necessarily, you know, focus on, especially as we got super busy, is how does your client want to be communicated with, right? And, you know, does your communication need to be through a phone call? Do they need to have that conversation? Or, you know, are they in the texting age, and do they want to, you know, text because they're always doing something and they're able to text and they're ready to go and they use text every day to communicate with family or friends or whatever? Certainly a text message may be better received, but there is a certain population, whether young or old, that a text message just isn't going to work. And so I think that if you kind of talk about this in your marketing, and this is kind of a conversation, hey, how do you want me to communicate with you? What do you like best, right? Then you can kind of build your plan around that. Because if they say phone conversations, then you probably don't want to be sending them text links and a bunch of stuff because they just told you they want to communicate verbally with you. And so it could be a very different value stack. And as agents, it's our job to be able to adapt on the fly to all of these kind of situations. And so when you're marketing, make sure that you're dialed into that, and you're making sure that, you know, you're articulating your value to a certain, you know, subset of people, and then you're able to show the marketing and, provide the marketing through that piece. And so, that's the next part of this, is you articulate, then you're able to show. Again, we always like to show, just like when people join my group at the Wolfpack, we show the value, right? We show you what you're going to get day one. It's not like, yeah, we'll do that someday, and it never comes to fruition. And so just as we do there in your production, make sure you're showing the value, make sure you're articulating the value, and then we can go from there. And again, if any of this sounds good to you, a ton of this will be, you know, covered in the webinar, Buyer's Agent to Listing Agent in 30 Days. There will be a ton of communication cues and ideas in there for you to build your business the right way, maybe transition or make a little flex over to another portion of the business as we see these changes come down. All right, and the final piece, and this one's amazing, and a communication goldmine, is storytelling. Right? Because if we're articulating our value to that target avatar and we're adjusting it to the marketing and the desires of whoever we're serving, we can also then tell stories, right? And just like a client testimonial, having that on the internet, being able to be in conversation and tell stories of people that were had the same problem set as whoever we're serving, and you were able to do X, Y, Z and get them to solve, help them solve the problem or be a part of their story and in that problem solution. If you can tell these stories to other people, you will absolutely boost your communication. It will be far more authentic, much more natural, and people latch on to stories. So become a good storyteller. And you know, that comes two ways. I'm not saying the cliche, tell stories like not true. However, if you have real life, true stories of people that share similar problems or in similar situations, and you took these steps, it's a proven track record to get you to here. Right. And people are like, well, you know, that if you're saying it's not as powerful, certainly if you can get those clients to tell their story on video or interview or whatever, that's even better. Be like, hey, here you go. This person was in your shoes. This is what we did. And you can go from there. So if you're leveraging video in that way, it's just a bonus. So being able to tell those stories, getting really good at telling those stories, getting really good at grabbing onto those problems, those pain points. Right? That's where it starts. You identify pain points in initial meetings and what people are going through. And if you can build an a la carte plan to hit every single one of those pain points with storytelling from other people and then providing that value, showing the marketing, doing all the things like we've talked about, articulation is through the roof. So use stories in order to get to where you're supposed to be. And if you're a newer agent, you're like, look, Jeremy, I don't have a ton of stories. Make sure that you're shadowing other agents. You're talking to other agents. Maybe you have a mentor. Have you ever, you know, had anybody in this situation? You can use their stories and their success stories to pull into yours, you know, obviously with permission. We're not talking about plagiarizing or putting anything out on the internet. But if you're like, oh yeah, my mentor was talking about this once. He had another client that had this same exact issue, A, B, C, D, and he's already talked to me about A, B, C, D, and this is what we're doing. And so the power of stories, the power of being a part of a collaborative group that shares kind of these stories and you can lean on in times of, oh, I've never been in that situation, but I know Daryl over here has, so I'm going to talk to him about it and see, then you can incorporate that. And if you're communicating with somebody, hey, I just talked to my agent buddy and he had this exact same thing happen and this was the outcome. You can utilize those stories and build that up as you go. And before long, those stories will be yours. So I hope this helped. Communication is number one, literally the number one thing I'd be working on. Having these role-playing conversations with members of your team, office hours at the office, or you know, with your family even, right? I would love to practice some of these on my kids and just kind of see how they react. Now, that's a little bit different, but at least I'm getting the reps. I'm saying the things out loud and moving the needle forward in my communication strategy. And, you know, honestly, here's what I'll leave you with. The number one communication strategy that we could all get better in is listening for the cues, because I promise you that every conversation you have, somebody will tell you something. And if you're not listening and you're just talking about your progress and you're flipping through your listing presentation or your buyer's presentation and you're not listening to what they're saying, please, please do yourself a favor and, you know, be ready to go off script if you need to by listening. And we'll talk to you next time. Like, comment, subscribe. Bye-bye.